My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our Papaw on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 40 years of experience in the financial industry, Mike provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to 2025, and we start a new year of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. And this is the start of year number five of our radio and podcast show, and we're glad to have you with us today. We try and bring you a wide range of retirement-related planning and information. And we feel like we have some good things that we bring your way. And again, thank you for joining with us. You know, our goal here at Compass Retirement Advisors is to bring you good information so you can make informed decisions on your retirement. And hopefully that leads to better decisions and ultimately creates a better outcome financially for you, your spouse, and your heirs. Here on the show, we've covered everything from the basics of saving for retirement, Social Security, taxes on retirement income. We've talked about the top financial concerns of retirees. We cover the federal debt deficit and unfunded liabilities and its potential impact on all Americans and so much more. And we will continue to cover those issues and anything that comes up that we feel is important to share with you throughout 2025. And I hope you will tune in each Sunday right here on WBDC at 12:30. And if you can't do that, you can find us on your favorite podcast site. You'll need to subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber, and then you can listen anytime that you would like to. All right, so let's get started on 2025. You know, anything concerning the federal budget, you know, related to and including taxes is something that we will monitor closely here. And we do follow Maya McGinnis and their team at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget in Washington, D.C. I receive weekly updates from them about what's happening in the halls of Congress, proposed legislation, the committee's reaction to some trial balloons that are floated from time to time, and they also work to educate our congressmen on just the critical importance of being wise stewards of our tax dollars and the consequences of too much borrowing. And so we do share some of that commentary here on Retirement Talk from time to time. And we do believe that the debt and deficit, you know, they are a major concern to most Americans. You know, and the Trump administration has announced their DOGE program, and that's likely to bring about a lot of discussion for sure, and maybe some changes to a variety of the usual spending and benefit programs. So I would encourage you to stay tuned. And let's pay attention to what comes out of that group and see how much of or if any of it actually makes its way into legislation or changes, you know, in spending programs. And is there an impact potentially for you? And if we see something there, we will do our best to alert you and explain it with some detail right here each Sunday on our show. Just a quick update as of our recording of this show, which is near the end of December. The federal debt total is in excess of $36 trillion. And that's according to usdebtclock.org. the federal debt's growing at approximately, now you might want to take this in, grab a pen and paper and write this down. It kind of boggled my mind. The federal debt is growing at approximately $75,000 per second, $4.5 million per minute, $268 million per hour, and $6.4 billion per day. I can't see numbers that big, you know, in my mind. But it's something I think's gotten well out of hand. And eventually, you know, that will have an impact on our financial world. It's already having some impact. I just read an article in the last few days of an announcement from PIMCO. They manage the largest actively managed bond fund in the world. And the source for that's Wikipedia. But recently, they have started to reduce their holdings in long-term U.S. government debt. And they say that it's due in part to the high debt numbers that Uncle Sam has accrued to date. And if there are fewer buyers of Uncle Sam's debt as they refinance it, if there's fewer people bidding, you know, on that debt, it looks like it might slow down and hinder those long-term rates from declining. And higher interest rates, you know, that impacts all of us in a variety of ways. And, you know, this is just one indicator, you know, PIMCO pulling back of the potential seriousness of the ongoing debt issues. So again, I encouraged everyone to stay tuned to Retirement Talk here as we will continue to monitor that. By the way, did you know that your portion of that debt as a taxpayer is approximately $272,000? And then it's the unfunded liabilities that I actually am more concerned about than I am the debt. But the unfunded liabilities per citizen is over $655,000. $655,000 of unfunded liabilities per United States citizen. Certainly some astoundingly huge numbers when you look at it on a per taxpayer or a per citizen basis. And, you know, if we look down the road a little bit on usdebtclock.org, you can fast forward, and I went out to 2028, and the projected debt to taxpayer at that point looks to be about $360,100, and the unfunded liabilities per citizen will be nearing $900,000. And $10,000. You know, we're probably going to hit, this is my opinion, I don't think it takes much of a stretch to see it though, we may hit $1 million per citizen on unfunded liabilities. And what is an unfunded liability? You know, it's promises and programs that the United States government has committed to that are unfunded, underfunded. They don't have the money there in the checkbook to match the promises that have been made. And so my personal belief is that's what's going to put pressures, you know, on our tax bills. And we want to be aware and plan accordingly and have margin in our retirement budgets for a time when tax rates may go up. And if they do, how will our income be impacted? You know, I think it's wise to take a little time and think about where future tax rates might be and how potentially higher federal income taxes might change our daily lives. You know, if we have less in our checkbook because the government's wanting more, what kind of choices might we need to make? And I would encourage you to be planning now for what could happen down the road. Structure your portfolio accordingly, and be ready for the tomorrows that are coming. I think it would be worth investing a little time to discuss your situation. If you're not doing this currently with your current advisor, we're here, and my number is 812-787-0809. That's 812-787-0809. I'd be happy to discuss this and any other retirement-related questions that you have. And we don't charge for phone conversations or sitting at the kitchen table and having a discussion. We just want to share information that we believe it might be helpful. You know, I've been in the financial services business for about 43 years now. Hopefully, I've seen a thing or two, and we can share that. We can share with you our personal experiences, experiences with clients over the years, and see if there's more that could be done, a little tweak here, a little tweak there, that might make a difference in your retirement. You know, it's a new year, and I read a lot, and I thought maybe to cast a little different tone today, we would take a look at some famous quotes. So let's start 2025. I pulled up 100 famous New Year's quotes. Now, we're not going to go through 100 of them, but I want to take a little time here and share some of those. And we've turned the page on 2024, and let's set our sights on a fresh 2025. You know, whether you've welcomed this new year with optimism, a perfect joke at the right time, maybe there was just a really good toast at your New Year's celebration. Hopefully you'll find some wisdom in these words that I'm going to share from some famous people and some not so famous people over the years. Let's start out with Jonathan Lockwood Huey. He said, "Celebrate endings. They precede new beginnings." And here's one from Oprah. "It's another chance for us to get it right." And I thought about that one a little bit, you know, looking back over 24 and prior years, you know, all of those new beginnings are a chance for me to get it right, to do a little better than the year before. Hopefully I'm improving with age. Turned 65 last year. And, you know, I want to do it better this year than I did it last year. So, Oprah, I would agree with you. It's another chance for us to get it right. Robin Sharma says, "Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life." Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. In our business, we often say that there are people that we've seen work and doing a lot of the work that we do that have 1 year of experience 30 times, and there are people that have 30 years of experience. And I think that's what Robin here is saying. You know, don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Do better. We want to be better, you know, each year. Learn from the past, improve upon the good things that we've done, and maybe not repeat some of the same mistakes. Melody Beatty says, "The new year stands before us like a chapter in a book. It's waiting to be written." I like thinking of life as chapters in a book. You know, many years ago, we were pretty close to an individual we were trying to support and encourage and help. And I was talking to one of the people I respect a lot, and he continued to remind me. He would say, "Mike," you know, they would say, "his last chapter in the book's not written yet." And there was encouragement to be taken, you know, from that. That no matter what our situation is, whatever the condition is, we still have a chance to impact how our book ends in this life. And hopefully we're showing enough care about others and their situations that maybe we can help them write a little better chapter to end their life. Here's one from a name you'll recognize, Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year." Famous financier J.P. Morgan said, "The first step toward getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are." The first step toward getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. You know, many of you met some of our friends from Behind the Wire at our Christmas client celebration here on December the 13th. I see some of those guys from time to time wearing a t-shirt that says the best way to get started is to get started. And I think that's what Morgan's saying here. The first step toward getting somewhere is decide you're not going to stay where you are. And here's a few more. What about something from the country music world? You might recognize the name Brad Paisley. And he writes, "Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book, so write a good one." There's that life and book and chapter reference again. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, he wrote, "I like dreams of the future much better than the history of the past." So let's be looking forward to what 2025 has for us, and not dwelling on maybe things that didn't go so well, you know, in the past. Try and unhook that from us. Don't let what's happened in the past hold us back. Don't let it, impact how we pursue our goals in this new year. You know, and G.K. Chesterton, many of you will be familiar with him and his writings. He says that the object of a new year is not that we should have a new year, it's that we should have a new soul. Rainer Rilke says, "And now we welcome the new year full of things that have never been before." And here's one more that I think with an appropriate amount of perspective as we roll into 2025 here. It says, "What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year." And that's Vern McClellan sharing that thought. And as I was looking through these quotes, that one kind of stood out to me because I think there's a parallel there to the retirement planning work that we do here at Compass Retirement Advisors. You know, retirement years normally play out based on what we bring, you know, to those years. You know, what we put into savings and planning for retirement has more impact on those years than almost anything else that's out there. And one area that we need to focus on in 2025, and I would encourage you, if you have not yet, actually get a plan on paper for your retirement. Don't merely let retirement happen. You know, there is a lot we can look at that might potentially make our retirements better. And I believe it begins with having, an understanding, building a knowledge, when it comes to retirement, knowing that there are a lot of decisions to be made. And that a decision you make in one area can have an impact in another area. So many decisions for retirement are kind of like a puzzle. You need to fit them together. And if you don't fit them together, in the right order or without understanding really the impact that this decision will have on another area, it can create some unnecessary complications that you have to find a way to unwind. And sometimes you can't reverse a decision and then come at it again. So before you make those important decisions, have an understanding of how one impacts the other. I'll share one with you. And we've mentioned this a few times before here on Retirement Talk. And that is how our income impacts, Medicare premiums and IRMA premiums. How do you structure your income even before you retire, in the years leading up to and then through retirement, is one area where many Americans, or let me say many of the people that I've worked with, sometimes just don't understand. And I believe this is a place that we need to focus on. where some retirees pay more in Medicare premiums than they might otherwise have had to. If they just understood when to take income, when to sell properties, when to make some decisions, because it will impact potentially Medicare premiums. We've also talked about provisional income, you know, and that relates to Social Security taxation. You know, how much of your Social Security is subject to tax is based on provisional income. Well, do you know what provisional income is? What constitutes provisional income? You know, these are perfect examples of how we may not understand those. We may not understand IRMA or what impacts Medicare premiums, or we may not understand how much of our Social Security is taxed and what leads to that. But these are examples, and I think shows perfectly why we need to understand our decision making and the ramifications of those. Well, we do want to wish everyone a great year here as 2025 begins to unfold. You know, our wish for me and Allison and our staff here is that your home would be filled with optimism. And we ask God to grant you the health and as well, may he prosper your retirement assets during this new year. If you have any questions about saving for retirement, questions about managing your 401k, IRA, Roth, TSP, how to structure your plan so your heirs are not burdened by excessive taxation. Maybe you're leaving an employer and want to move that 401k or ESOP to your own IRA. We are here to help. My number again, 812-787-0809. Remind you to visit our website again, Compass Retirement Advisors, LLC.com. There's a lot of good information there. We have even some videos. They're brief that you can look at by topic. You can always email your questions to me at mgraber, G-R-A-B like boy, E-R, mgraber at compassra.com. But remember, there's nothing like picking up the telephone and calling and hearing a voice on the other end. We would love to hear from you. Tony Scher will be back next week after taking a well-deserved extended holiday break. Please join us, and we'll be taking a look at why some retirement planners believe you should plan for a retirement anticipating that you'll live to age 95. And then the following week, we're going to be looking at different types of different sections in our retirement income plans that we develop with our clients. We may talk about that for a couple of weeks. You know, we give our clients a three-ring binder with between 8 and 16 sections in it. Some of those sections have as many as 20 pages, and we want to talk a little bit about our approach and what's included in the work that we do for our clients. I hope you will join us then. Until then, again, if you have any questions, call me at 812-787-0809. I pray that you have just a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided through Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop, Inc., and Creative One Wealth are unaffiliated entities. Neither Mike Graber or Compass Retirement Advisors LLC are affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided for illustrative purposes only. They do not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investment involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Products and feature may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information. Mike Graber is a licensed insurance professional.